stuck in your memory. A little bell might ring about a time that once existed, when money wasn't king. If you stretch your imagination, I'll tell you all a tale about a time when everything wasn't up for sale. There was this cat named Johnny who loved to play and sing when money wasn't king. We'd all get so excited when John would give a show. We'd raise the cash between us and down the road we'd go. To hear him play that music, it spoke right to my soul. Every verse a diamond and every chorus gold. The sound was my salvation, it was only everything before money became king. Well, I ain't sure how it happened, and I don't know exactly when, but everything got bigger and the rules began to bend. And the TV taught the people how to get their hair to shine and how sweet life can be if you keep it tight behind. And they raised the cost of living, and how could we have known? They doubled the price of tickets to go see Johnny's show. So we hopped all our possessions and we sold a little dough and went off to rock and roll. We arrived there early in time to see rehearsal, and John came out and lip-synced his new light beer commercial. And as the crowd arrived, as far as I could see, the faces were all different. There was no one there like me. They sat in golden circles, and waiters served them wine, and talked through all the music, and to John paid little mind. Screen. They'd hung between the billboards so cheaper seats could see. Johnny rocked that golden circle and all those VIPs, and that music that had freed us became a tired routine. And I saw his face in close up, try to give it all he had. And sometimes his eyes betrayed him, you could see that he was sad. And I tried to rock on with him, but I slowly became bored. Could that man on stage with everything somehow need some more? There was no use in pretending, no magic left to hear. All the music gave me was a craving for light beer. As I walked out of the arena,